Today on the Scott Radley Show on 900 CHML.
Last night on the show, I don't even remember what it was that got us talking about this, but as we're discussing, Ben and I, Ben, by the way, is the guy who does all the work here on the show. He's in studio on the other side of the glass doing all the technical work. As we were talking yesterday, I mentioned, I don't know, Jaws, I think. And Ben says, never seen it. And then we talked about The Godfather, never seen it. And there was another movie, I can't remember what it was now. Oh, Titanic, never seen it. And I was like, well, what in the world? Where have you been? Who has not seen these movies? Well, the answer is Ben. So immediately, and this was right at the end of the show yesterday, I said, all right, help us out. What are the movies that Ben must see? Well, last night, in the last 3 or 4 minutes of the show, some suggestions started coming in from people. Movies that Ben needs to see. As a mature person who likes the arts, who likes movies, but somehow has been in a cave and not seeing any of these, we need your help. What are, and everyone's got a different one, or two or three. Or in one case, we got one text already today with, what did I say it was, 15, 12 numbers? Anyway, what are the go-to movies? What are the movies that you would say, look, if you are watching any kind of movies, these are the ones you must see. These are the great movies, the classic great movies that you must see, period, end of story. I want to hear that from you. The numbers are 905-645-3221 or *9900. Those are the numbers to call in. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to chat with you. You can also text us, 905-645-3221. Or you could even email me if you want, Radley, R-A-D-L-E-Y, Radley at 900CHML.com. What are the movies that that he must see? Now, here's the thing. By the end of this segment, at the bottom of this hour, we are going to whittle this down to a manageable list of probably 10, maybe 12. And Ben has vowed, correct? You have made this solemn vow, correct?
Indeed I have. I vow to see them.
Okay, so we're going to whittle this down. And by the end of the hour, we're going to come with a list of 10 or 12. And before the year is out, before 2023 is done, we are going to make sure that Ben is now a respectable member of the entertainment community who has seen these movies. But we need to know which ones they should be. 905-645-3221, *9900, or text us, 905-645-3221. Let me give you some. We've already got some coming in here. Some of these, I'm surprised. Some of these I did not expect. Some I did. Mike writes in, Proof of Life with Russell Crowe and Meg Ryan. I don't think I've seen that one, so I can't really speak to that one. A Time to Kill. That's the John Grisham book with Matthew McConaughey and Sandra Bullock.
I was thinking that was a James Bond one.
No, it sounds like it. No, Time to Kill is a John Grisham. Okay. The Martian with Matt Damon. Okay. And then bonuses, he's got Renaissance Man with Danny DeVito and American History X with Ed Norton and Stacy Keach.
The only one I've seen of those is The Martian.
You've seen The Martian. Okay, so we can take The Martian off the list. Let's go to some other. Now, last night, by the way, here are some of the ones that came in right at the end of the show last night. We had Bridge of Spies came in. Is Tom Hanks in that one? I can't remember. Anyway, Bridge of Spies. He should watch, Russ says Ben should watch Pleasantville and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. I'm going to put down Pleasantville. Okay, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. I'll put that down on the list for sure. For sure. Carol, Good Morning Vietnam. There's a good one. Have you seen Good Morning Vietnam?
Nope.
Okay.
I want to. I really do.
Okay. Here's a great one. Oliver Stone, back in 87, 88, Platoon. Have you seen Platoon?
Maybe I've seen like 5 minutes of it on TV, but that's the extent of it. I have not seen Platoon.
Okay, no. How about Grease?
Nope, never seen Grease.
Grease? How about Taxi Driver?
I can't say I've seen Taxi Driver either. I know that it's the origin of the Mohawk becoming popular within the modern day.
Okay, fashion. How about other ones? And this is all from Kevin. Titanic, Godfather, Shawshank Redemption. Any of those?
Nope. Haven't seen any of them.
Folks, you see what we're dealing with here.
Inexperienced is, I am.
I would say it's more than inexperienced. I would say you've, I don't know where you've been. All right, here, let's keep going here. Oh, love this one. This is on my list. Alan writes in Stand By Me. Have you seen Stand By Me?
I have not seen Stand By Me. I think I know what it's about, but that's about my extent of knowing Stand By Me. I know the song. Does that count for something?
Well, yes, but not really. And he also says The Sandlot. The Sandlot. I would say The Sandlot is a fun movie. I don't know if Sandlot is going to make the top 10, but it's a great suggestion for sure. Frank says Fantasia from Walt Disney. Ben's just taking a call. So I don't know if he has seen Fantasia right now. That's a wow. I did not expect Fantasia to land on the list. Although Fantasia is a really interesting movie because it's really Walt Disney's masterpiece. I mean, there are others that won more. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs won more awards and things like that. But Fantasia was like a breakthrough artistic masterpiece. I don't have a name for who suggested this one, but they've given us three: Pulp Fiction, The Breakfast Club, and Goodfellas. Now, Ben, have you seen any of those three? Have you seen Pulp Fiction, Breakfast Club, or Goodfellas? I think we lost Ben. How do we lose Ben? He's the one connected. He's in the studio. That's a first. All right. Oh, there's some great ones here. Now, this is from Paul and Sarah. First of all, Ben, have you seen what were those ones I just gave here? Pulp Fiction, Breakfast Club, or Goodfellas? Any of those?
I have seen Pulp Fiction. Love Pulp Fiction.
And all right, so we can scratch that.
Is Breakfast Club the one where there's all the kids in detention?
Yes.
Yes, I've seen Breakfast
You've
Club.
You've seen
as
that.
Well.
Okay. All right. Now, Paul and Sarah, here's a list of 10.
Ooh, okay.
Torah.
Nope.
All right. Shawshank Redemption, we know that's not been seen, so we got to put that on the list for sure. The Great Escape, The Sound of Music.
I was about to say Sound of Music. No, I have not seen Sound of Music.
Mrs. Miniver, I don't even know what that one is. The Green Mile.
Nope.
Have you seen The Green Mile? No. Bridge Over the River Kwai.
I have never heard of that one, to be completely honest.
Okay. Chariots of Fire.
I know the song. Again, I know the song, but I've never actually seen the movie.
Apollo 13.
That's where, you know, the Houston, a problem. I know that from the sound,
no.
The screen test, but that's
all
it.
Right. But I have not seen the Longest Day.
Movie.
How about The Longest Day?
Truthfully, I haven't heard of The Longest Day before.
All right. The Bucket List with Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman.
That's a big note. Have not seen The Bucket List either.
All right. So keep coming. 905-645-3221. Send us a text with what are the movies that Ben has to see. You've got a bunch here. You can go with these ones. If there's one on here that you have strongly supported, let us know. Or you can call us 905-645-3221. Same number or *9900. Okay, I got some more. The Godfather and Godfather 2. We got to put that on the list. The Godfather and Godfather 2 are absolute musts. So we're going to put that one down. Andy says Space Cowboys.
That all right. Okay, I know that one, but I've not seen that one.
Okay. Is that The Gangster of Love? They call me Maurice. No, that's a song. The Mule and Gran Torino. Okay, two Clint Eastwood movies at the end there. The Mule was interesting. Gran Torino was okay, I thought. Andy obviously loves it. They're good suggestions. I thought Gran Torino was okay. The Mule was really interesting.
I've heard of Gran Torino. I haven't seen it, though.
All right. I got some other ones here. Saving Private Ryan.
I have seen that one. That is a fantastic movie.
All right. Thank goodness. So there's one less that we have to add to the list. Rocky. Have you seen Rocky, the first one, the original?
You're going to hate my answer. I have not seen any of the Rocky movies.
Oh, see. Okay. So Rocky 4, Rocky 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, whatever it is. Those are fine. Skip those. But the first Rocky, it was amazing. Jaws, we know you have not seen. E.T., have you seen E.T.?
When I was a young boy, a wee lad, I think
right,
I've
we'll put
seen
that as
it.
A yes.
I remember
Monty
it
Python,
scared me.
Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Absolutely, I have seen that one. Loved that movie.
Okay, all right. This is Spinal Tap.
Nope.
All right. Princess Bride.
I have seen that one. That was one that I, like, Kayla and I made a big deal out of watching that movie.
Yeah, that was okay.
I enjoyed watching that a lot.
We had this one yesterday. I don't know where, I'm not seeing it on, but I know I saw this from someone. I'm not finding it right now, so forgive me for forgetting who suggested this one. To Kill a Mockingbird.
I've read the book.
Okay.
I don't know if I've seen the movie. I don't think I have. I chalk that up as a no.
All right, that is one of the all-time greats, and not just because ultimately one of the heroes, his last name is Radley, which, you know, obviously it's going to be good.
And I imagine everybody has always, forever made the, oh, like Boo Radley with you.
Uh-huh, yes, I heard that a few times. Tyler just texted and he goes, well, let's get the beginning of this topic. What films has he seen? Tyler, assume none. That's the whole point here, Tyler. When we've talked about this, it's shocking how many movies Ben has not seen that I thought were just part of the discussion that we have as part of regular conversations. So we're trying to catch him up here. What else? So the IMDb, Internet Movie Database. Oh, by the way, 905-645-3221 or *9900. Those are the numbers to call in, or you can email 905, or you can text, 905-645-3221. What movies should Ben see? IMDb, which is a Internet Movie Database, has their top 10 of all time movies. I know, okay, number one is The Godfather. He hasn't seen that. Number two is Shawshank Redemption. Hasn't seen that. Number three, Schindler's List. Have you seen that?
I have, and that is a powerful movie that I think everybody should see. Absolutely.
I agree. And unlike Jerry Seinfeld, do not make out during the Schindler's List filming.
It doesn't go over well.
Number four, Raging Bull. Number five, Casablanca. Number six, Citizen Kane. Seven, Gone with the Wind. Eight, The Wizard of Oz, which also was a suggestion by Dawn. Number nine, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, which we had a few minutes ago, a suggestion. And 10 is Lawrence of Arabia. Any of those seen?
Wizard of Oz I have seen, yes.
Okay.
I don't remember much, but I have seen it. I'm amazed that none of the Fast and the Furious movies are on there.
I'm not amazed at all. That doesn't surprise me one bit.
More like Transformers 3.
American Film Institute also has their own top 100 list. Citizen Kane, number one. Casablanca, number two. The Godfather, number three. Gone with the Wind, number four. A lot of crossover here, just in a different order. Lawrence of Arabia, five. Wizard of Oz, six. The Graduate, with Dustin Hoffman, number seven. On the Waterfront number eight, Marlon Brando. Number nine, Schindler's List. Number 10, Singing in the Rain. I don't think we're going to whittle down all of those. We got to give you some stuff that's from a little more recent. You know, I don't know that we need to make Ben watch On the Waterfront, although it's a great movie.
Truthfully, I really enjoy watching those older movies that were made in a certain style. Like, I find that a lot of the movie stylings have changed in a very disappointing way. And it's no longer just like, you just need a good story and some good actors, that the rest kind of takes care of itself. You lose that with CGI.
Two more that I thought absolutely should be on the list for you is Being There with Peter Sellers. If you've not seen these other ones, there is zero chance you've seen Being There.
I haven't heard of Being There, to be completely honest. Being There
is a brilliant, brilliant movie. It's Peter Sellers at his absolute best. I would also put down The Party by Peter Sellers. The problem is you will probably never be able to find The Party, because in it he plays an Indian man with the Indian accent and the darkened skin, so it has fallen into great political not acceptability, so you'll not find The Party anywhere. Fargo. Have you seen Fargo?
No. I was going to be like, is that the one that's got, you know, gangsters in it?
Well, it's got hitmen in it.
Hey.
But it's Florence McDormand and... Yeah, that Fargo is great. All right, so we're still going to need some help here from people, because I've whittled it down here, and thank you for all the suggestions. We want more. Shawshank Redemption absolutely has got to be number one on your list. I'm going to send Ben, and Ben will have this list by the end of the show. Shawshank Redemption for sure. Godfather 1 and 2 for sure. There's three movies. Jaws, the original summer blockbuster, got to be on the list. To Kill a Mockingbird, I'm making an executive decision, and not just because of Boo Radley. That would be five. Stand By Me. Who was it who suggested Stand By? Alan. Alan with the Stand By Me suggestion. Alan, you nailed that one. Great job on that one. Titanic, obviously. I think that was one of the movies that started this whole discussion. So we'll get that one. So we're up to seven. And I still got a bunch here that I'm trying to decide, trying to help me out here to whittle down. So 905-645-3221. Help me out. Of the movies that were mentioned or another one, what should round out the top 10?
If it's any assistance, I have seen the first Jurassic Park movie. I have seen A Clockwork Orange.
Okay, so there's two that also could have been on the list for sure. And I had just assumed, I didn't even mention Jurassic Park because, you know, I just assumed. How could anyone not have seen Jurassic Park? That seems like it was not even a possibility not to see. Phil comes in with, and I've missed a bunch from Phil here, by the way. So, Phil, let me catch up on yours because I missed your list. Phil has given me a bunch to concern myself with here, and they're good. There's a good list. The Godfather, we got that one. The Birds. Dog Day Afternoon. Oh, that's a really interesting one. That's is that Dustin Hoffman or is that Al Pacino? I can't remember now. It's Thursday evening. One of the two. The Shining. Oh, that's Dustin Hoffman, right? The Shining. Excellent movie. Apocalypse Now. Ooh, Apocalypse Now. Great suggestion. Reservoir Dogs, Pulp Fiction. We got Pulp Fiction covered. He's seen that one. Fargo. Oh, good suggestion, Phil, again. Heat, Silence of the Lambs, Scarface, Sling Blade, Life is Beautiful, Boogie Nights, Magnolia. Phil is a movie expert here. He's also got There's Something About Mary, Saturday Night Fever, and Forrest Gump. Have you seen Forrest Gump?
I sure have. That one is a good movie as well.
We can take that off the list. Carol, The Green Mile. All right. We had another one for Greece. So that's two for The Green Mile now. Ben, I think Ben said Mike is on the line. Is Mike there? Hello, Mike. Have we got Mike?
Can you hear me?
There's Mike. How are you, Mike?
Not too bad. How about yourself?
I'm terrific, thanks. What should be on Ben's list here? We need two or three more to round it out.
Yeah, well, you got the Scarface one and the Godfathers. You got to add Departed. Almost any Scorsese movie you really could do, but Departed and Casino, like those are top. Paul, Goodfellas, those are like top 10 movies for sure.
All right, let's. You know what? I love the idea.
You can't forget the greatest Christmas movie of all time, too. Die Hard 1 and Die Hard 2.
That's true. Okay, so I'm going to put Goodfellas on the list because I think that's probably it covers those ones that you had and is probably the best one. So that's an excellent suggestion, Mike. Thanks for the suggestion. That's terrific.
And hey, a nice little throwback. It's not as old as Gone with the Wind, but how about like Marked for Death by Steven Seagal?
I was not necessarily expecting we were going to have any Steven Seagal offerings on the list.
Probably not. All right.
Thanks for the call.
Terminator 2 Judgment Day. You got to admit, that's one of the best. That was ahead of its time. That's still one of the greatest movies out there. That's a topper for sure.
All right. That's an excellent one too. All right. We'll put that on the list as well. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate the call.
Yeah. No
905. 905-645-3221 or *9900. You know, Ben, you have seen Star Wars, right? I know you've seen Star Wars.
I've seen all of them except for the most recent two or three.
Okay, so we have another one here. I don't know who this is from. Glory, which was Denzel Washington, if I remember correctly.
Can't Braveheart.
Braveheart.
No,
Braveheart. Oh, Braveheart was good. Star Wars. Frank says Deliverance. As much as I would love to put I don't know if I'm prepared to have Ben squeal like a pig and listen to the dueling banjos. The Deliverance is one of those movies that, Frank, it's a great suggestion. I just don't know that innocent Ben is ready for a venture into Deliverance.
I've heard of the infamous
Ned Beatty
contents within it.
Yeah, that's Ben still has some innocence about him. I don't know if I'm ready to send him into the woods yet with the hill people. Kelly, Forrest Gump, Titanic, and Sound of Music. All right, very good suggestions, Kelly. And Avatar. Kelly comes in with Avatar as well. All right, we are up to 8 here. Right now, we've got for sure, this is going to be his homework assignment, Shawshank Redemption, Godfather 1 and 2, Jaws, To Kill a Mockingbird, Stand By Me, Titanic, Goodfellas. We got to get 2 more here. And there's so many good suggestions. Castaway with Tom Hanks, says someone who didn't give their name. That's okay.
I have seen Castaway. That one. You I have seen that. Castaway. Okay.
We can take that one off the list.
George just called in. He gave me Slumdog Millionaire.
Oh, that's a good one, too. That's a nice one, too.
Of course, I haven't seen that one either.
Well, of course not. Of course not. So
and Terminators, I have seen. I've seen those ones.
You've seen Terminators?
Yes.
All right. So here's the thing. Right now, almost all the ones on the list, almost all the ones on the list are serious. So we got to find a comedy. What would be the comedy that we could throw on here? Kelly with another one. Oh, Kelly's on fire right now. The Sting. Yeah, The Sting was a great movie as well. So we need one or two lighter fare for Ben. So if you've got one, we've got a minute or two left here to round this out. If you think you've got one that's a little lighter, let's go to Joe, the bus driver who is waiting on hold. Joe, how are you?
How are you?
I'm great. Joe, how are you doing tonight?
I'm just fine. Just got off of work, and I had to jump in on this. Considering the business that you two fellas are in, one of the movies that's always on my top 10 is Network.
Excellent. Yes. Yes, that's a great one, Joe. Yeah, absolutely.
You two of you got to be into that. It's a good thing it's TV and not radio.
That's okay. Well, you know what? It's 6 of one, half dozen of the other in some way, so that's a great suggestion, Joe. Thank you. I think we lost Joe. Really appreciate Joe calling in, though. All right, so we're down to 2 left, and I mean, I could also throw in another one. Slapshot, one of the great movies of all time. Looking a little dated these days, but with Paul Newman, I could put that one there. So we need. All right, so we've got a bunch that are pretty hefty. I don't know if he's going to be able to find Being There. And maybe you have not seen Being There. Anyone else seen Being There with Peter Sellers?
Also, I haven't seen Slapshot. Just want that one to be known. Sorry. Jack's got Reindeer Games for a Christmas movie.
Reindeer Games. Oh, okay. Have you seen Christmas Vacation?
Absolutely, I have.
Okay, so we can take that one off list. Have you seen the original National Lampoon's Vacation?
I believe I have, yes.
Okay. Well, okay, we're running out of time here. So let's whittle this down then.
Sorry, I also got a call from Leoniz, The Good, the Bad, the Ugly.
Good, the Bad, the Ugly. Excellent.
Which I
excellent. These are amazing. This is part of the problem, but these are amazing suggestions by everybody. Andy says Rain Man. That was awesome with Dustin Hoffman and Tom Cruise and Bullet. Uh-huh. Another one from someone who didn't give their name, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. That's just newly on Netflix. You can get that one on Netflix now to see that one. That's a terrific one as well with John Candy and Steve Martin. The Jerk. By Steve Martin. Anyone seen The Jerk? The Jerk is a great one. This is actually making it more difficult. Oh, this is Carol. Carol, you just nailed one of the great ones that I had forgotten about. Stripes. Yes, another John Candy movie. Stripes is outstanding. Yes, Carol, way to go on Stripes. Nailed it. All right, now we got to make a call here, though. We are short on time. What are we going to give? We've got him to 8. You know, we can go more than this. All right, we're gonna add Rocky first of all because he's got to see the original Rocky. You have to see the original Rocky.
Have to.
That just goes without saying. Meet the Parents with Ben Stiller says Christina, along with My Big Fat Greek Wedding. Ooh, excellent ones as well.
Haven't
so many.
Seen either of those. Also, I have not seen 2001: A Space Odyssey.
See now, funny, I've not seen that one, so I can't speak to that one. Uncle Buck. Mike comes in with, I have not seen that one either. So, you know, like I haven't seen every movie. Most people haven't, but
isn't that a
Gone with
from
the
Kill
Wind.
Bill?
Have you seen Gone with the Wind?
I have not seen Gone with the Wind.
Well, you know what? That is one of the all-time, We got to put that on the list just out of necessity. So there's 10. Let's throw in Fargo because you'll be able to find that one easily. And what else? So we're at 10. And
the next Simpsons person who movie?
Sends a next person who sends a text with a comedy, we're going to go with that one. 905-645-3221. Okay, we just got one for Bridge of Spies. Not a comedy. Great suggestion. Not a comedy. We need a comedy. So the first person right now to text us with a comedy, that will round out our top 12 that Ben is going to watch this year to catch up on and become more of a citizen of the Happy Gilmore. Ding, ding. Have you seen Happy Gilmore?
Maybe like a quarter of it.
Oh, okay.
Happy Gilmore. I wouldn't really count it as having seen it. I'm like, I know that he likes hockey, and that's about where my understanding knowledge of it counts.
Kelly wins the day. She saves us. She's had a lot of good suggestions. She saves us with Happy Gilmore. An excellent, excellent choice. I would have taken this, or I would have taken The Wedding Singer if you're going to go Adam Sandler. But Happy Gilmore. All right, there is.
I have seen Avatar, by the way, so thank you as well, Kelly, for
all right,
that
so
one.
Here's our top 12 that Ben will watch before the end of the year. Thank to all of you. Shawshank Redemption. And if you were the one who suggested this, I don't have all the names easy to access right now, so just pat yourself on the back. Shawshank Redemption, Godfather 1 and 2, Rocky, Jaws, Happy Gilmore, Fargo, To Kill a Mockingbird, Stand By Me, Titanic, Goodfellas, and Gone with the Wind. All right. That's thank you to all of you. The Usual Suspects and Reservoir Dogs. Usual Suspects are good. Caddyshack. There's another good one. That's from Carol as well. Oh, man. We could keep going. All right. Here's what's going to happen. We got to cut this. We're way late. Ben is going to watch these before the end of the year, maybe before then. Maybe even quicker than that. What about a tearjerker, someone says here? Old Yeller. Oh man. I don't know that I can make Ben watch Old Yeller.
Didn't you ask for comedies? Who's saying Old Yeller?
Well, someone suggested what's not on the list is a good tearjerker.
Oh, okay.
And Marley's Tale, that would be another one. Marley and Me.
I have seen Marley and Me. I have seen
you
that
have?
One.
All right.
Haven't seen Old Yeller, though, so...
Ben has got 12 movies now that he is going to watch soon. And then once we're done that, we're going to revisit this and we'll get to the next grouping. We're going to catch him up. Boy, we have had more. This is just the numbers. The answers are pouring in here. I mean, pouring in. Where Ben, if you're just joining us, Ben, the operator here on the show, he's here every night.
Hello.
We have discovered is pathetically behind on the movies that he has not seen.
It's
I mean,
true.
The movies that he has seen, you run down the list of great movies. I was like, no. It's unforgivable. So we are catching him up. We're asking you, what is the movies that he must see? And we've come up, we had a list of 12. We're bumping it up to 15 because there's so many great suggestions. He will watch these before the end of the year. And each time he does, he's going to come in and give a 1-minute review of whether it was good or bad or worthwhile or not. But let's keep going here. I've got Russell suggests Tin Men. I'm not sure I know Tin Men.
Like from Wizard of Oz?
No, not Tin Man. Tin Men. This one, yeah, this was about, I can't remember who's in it, but it was about tin sellers, like people who, anyway, yes. We've got Chris says, the best tearjerker is Collateral Beauty. And it says, I dare you to try and make it through that movie without at least one full box of Kleenex. I'm dropping the challenge. All right.
Isn't the, was it Silver Linings Playbook a similar situation?
I didn't get teary with that one.
I haven't seen it, so I can't comment, but.
Phil, The Gladiator, Dances with Wolves, Deer Hunter, Mean Streets, At Close Range, Born on the 4th of July, Once Upon a Time in America. Phil has given us, I think Phil must have worked at Blockbuster once upon a time, because Phil knows every movie out there. Kathy, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Who's this? I don't know who this is. Dirty Dancing and Ghost with Patrick Swayze, two different movies. Pretty Woman, Julia Roberts, Richard Gere, True Lies, that's with Arnold and with Jamie Lee Curtis. How about Jacob's Ladder? Ooh, that's a good one. That's with what's his name from Shawshank Redemption and Tim Curry? Definitely not Tim Curry. Although Rocky Horror Picture Show, maybe someone wants to suggest.
And I have seen both the movie and the live theater.
Have you? Okay.
So that's got to count for something. Also, just so far up to this list that you just started reading off, no, I haven't seen any of those.
Okay.
So thank you.
Kelly, who already got us with Happy Gilmore, and that was a great one, also says Dumb and Dumber. Oh, Kelly. Kelly, you are on fire. Dumb and Dumber, it doesn't get the respect it deserves for being one of the great comedies. I mean, at least for me, I just kill myself. My wife thinks I'm an idiot, but I find it hilarious.
I have seen Dumb and Dumber. It is a good, good
Wedding movie. Crashers and Notebook also suggested.
Deb
suggested Flashdance and Dr. Zhivago and Mrs. Doubtfire. That's a good one.
I have not seen Mrs. Doubtfire.
You have?
No, I have not.
Not. Okay.
I've heard good things about Ben-Hur as well. I mean, my name is Ben, so let's go to Carol.
Carol, I'm just whipping through these because I'm trying to catch up. Carol says Splash, The Three Amigos, and Big. Ooh, Big. Nice one too. And Splash with Daryl Hannah. And funny how many of these John Candy is in. We're looking for funny ones.
Also, no, I think.
Okay, now you said you had some callers during the break.
Mike has Outlaw Jersey Whales.
Josie Wales.
Sorry. Yeah. Have not seen that one. Kim has Dr. Strangelove in the Heat of the Night.
Okay.
No on both of those. I have not seen either. Roy, It's a Mad, 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 Mad World.
All right. Yep. Yeah, good.
Have not seen that one. And Sheila, Some Like It Hot.
Again. Oh, with Marilyn Monroe. Yes. I filmed, I believe, in Niagara Falls, if I recall correctly.
Oh, that's cool.
Phil, keeping coming, Phil. Phil with Wall Street. Yes, someone pointed out that the Jacob's Ladder was Tim Robbins, who's also in Shawshank Redemption. I was forgetting the name. Another one for Mrs. Doubtfire and Bruce Almighty. Did I say Wall Street? Yep. So, wow, just coming in. I don't know how many times we've had this many suggestions for anything that we are. Okay, let's see here. Doesn't have a Gianni, I think it is. High School, Porky's, Animal House, Outsiders, Stand By Me. Got it. Got Stand By Me. Inglourious Bastards, Boys in the Hood, Rambo, Step Brothers. Ooh, that's a good one. Rambo, I mean. Step Brothers, not so bad. Not so bad. All right, so we've got to get Catch Me If You Can. That's with Leonardo DiCaprio, right? And The Great Escape, Cool Hand Luke. This is from Kathy. Oh, all right. Andy. All right, Andy, we were looking for a tearjerker, and it was coming down to Old Yeller, or I think more up Ben's alley. I think we're going to put this one on the list. Brian's Song. Oh, Brian's Song. Brian's Song is one of the ones that will make men weep. Women too. A couple more. Have you seen Field of Dreams?
That's a big note. I have not seen Field of Dreams. I know it's baseball in a cornfield. That's my extent of knowing.
Oh, man. If you've got daddy or father issues, that's got to be one of them. Have you seen? Please tell me you've seen Raiders of the Lost Ark. That one hasn't been mentioned, but that's got to be on the list.
Yes, I love all of them. The last one, there's going to be a new one that's coming out. But up to Crystal Skull, I have seen. Crystal Skull, not my favorite, but Raiders, like, I don't know. I get these moments of, like, I just want to watch that again. It is so good.
Okay, so now, have you seen, again, for a tearjerker, it's down to three, all right? And the next person that votes on one of these three, we will choose this one to put on his list. It's either going to be Old Yeller. No, sorry. Yeah, either going to be Old Yeller, or it's going to be, have you seen Toy Story 3?
Yes, I have seen all of the Toy Stories.
The one where he leaves? That's the tearjerker of tearjerkers. Okay, thank you to someone here who has given us an idea for at least one porn film. We're not going to include that one, but thanks for the suggestion nonetheless. Fast Times at Ridgemont High, 16 Candles, Sleepless in Seattle coming in, A League of Their Own with Tom Hanks. There's a good one. Boy, you people know your movies.
I have not seen that. Also, Wayne just called me with Grapes of Wrath.
Grapes of Wrath.
Of which I have not seen either. Also, I didn't get the lady's name, but 12 Angry Men.
Oh, 12 Angry Men with Henry Fonda. Yes. All right. So I think what we're going to do here, we're at 13. We've probably got more votes for Mrs. Doubtfire than any other movie. So we'll put that one on the list just by popular demand, which leaves us with one more. City Slickers is suggested. Philadelphia, Tom Hanks and Denzel Washington with that one. But we got one more that we can squeeze in. And you know what? There was another one that got a lot of suggestions, and I think we'll probably go with that one. It's here's one for Cape Fear Casino. You know what? This one, let's go to the other end. Let's go to the absolute all-time violent movie to wrap this one up. We'll go with Scarface.
Have not seen Scarface.
All right. What's Eating Gilbert Grape? Judgment at Nuremberg. I'm telling you, I can't keep up with these. All you people. This is an amazing participation from everyone. Here's where we are. This is the 15 that Ben is going to watch. All your suggestions. Terrific. And he's got access to this, so he can do more. Edward Scissorhands. Thank you. Another one in. The Shawshank Redemption, The Godfather, Godfather 2, Rocky, Jaws, Happy Gilmore, Fargo, To Kill a Mockingbird, Stand By Me, Titanic, Goodfellas, Gone with the Wind, Scarface, Mrs. Doubtfire, and Brian's Song. Have you seen any of those?
Nope. Well, actually, okay. Maybe I've seen Jaws. Maybe.
You told me yesterday. That would be a twist, because this whole thing started yesterday because you said you hadn't seen Jaws.
The more I think about Jaws, for some reason, I keep thinking a bird's eye view of a boat. And, like, I don't know, that's...
All right.
That's all I think.
If you have seen Jaws, you can skip over to the next one. It'll be only 14. But there's the list, and we'll do this again because people have great ideas. We're gonna get Ben caught up here. Last time, quiz question: what is Jean Valjean's prison number in Les Mis? 905-645-3221, star 9900, or 905-645-3221 with a text. Please include your name. So who is this one? Chris just writes, I'll have to wrap this one up. You guys are going to have to make this an ongoing thing. Yes, I would agree, Chris. I would agree with that. We will. By the way, the movie things keep coming in. The Italian Job, Bronx Tale, Remember the Titans, Training Day, The Right, Cannonball Run, or a personal favorite, which I haven't seen in years, but Smokey and the Bandit. There's a good one. And Ben, you had one more.
Absolutely. Mike Fortune texted me with, What About Bob?
Yes. Richard Dreyfuss and Bill Murray. Excellent. All right. Well, you know what? We could keep doing this all night, and we will do it again. We will do it again because these have been great suggestions. We thank all of you for jumping in and helping out and participating. It's such an incredible list. Ben has his, but we're going to do this again soon. And we're going to talk to you soon. Have a good night. Take care.
The Scott Radley Show. Weekday evenings from 6 to 8 on 900 CHML.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.